Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Well, welcome to the budget bolt action rifle build. Budget hunter, whatever you want to call it. The idea behind this rifle and the idea behind this video is that I wanted to basically get the most bang for my buck. I wanted good quality, I wanted good value, and I didn't want to pay a lot for it. And so hopefully by putting this video together, this will help some other people who might be looking for the same things. It might help somebody else out as far as, you know, kind of what kind of decisions they want to make when it comes to putting together a good rifle. Now, obviously, I didn't build this, but through the use of aftermarket parts and things like that, I've improved the quality a great deal from where we started. So let's just kind of quickly go through the evolution of this rifle. Basically, this started off as a Savage Axis 2 XP, which is basically just an upgraded Savage Axis. You can pick up a Savage Axis for $260. The Savage Axis 2 XP will run you about $350, maybe a little less if you could find a good deal, but let's just say $350. But the cool thing about it is you're paying $90 more for the Axis 2 XP than you would the regular Axis, but you're getting $200 worth of upgrades for that extra $90. One, you're getting an $80 AccuTrigger. Two, you're getting a $120 Weva Caspa Series 3-9x40 scope. This is a good scope, okay? I have several Caspa Series scopes. Actually, this will be my third one. They are all fantastic scopes. They work extremely well. They are not high-dollar scopes. This is not a $400 scope. But this is extremely accurate. It holds zero, even under something like this, which is 30-06 recoil. I've had these things hold zero under 30-30 recoil, 308, all that. Fantastic scopes, very well made, and they don't cost a lot of money. But again, $80 here, $120 here, that's a $200 value for an extra $90. So we start off with a $350 rifle. Next up, I wanted to get rid of the cheap plastic stock that came with the rifle. This is a cheap plastic stock. It flexes up here, so if you're using a bipod or you set the gun on a rest or anything like that, this part of the stock will come up and touch the barrel, so it's not truly free-floated, which affects accuracy. So what I went with is a Boyd stock. This is a $99 stock. You can order them online. This is a wood laminate stock. I got this one in a nutmeg color. You can get them in a variety of colors and a variety of styles for many, many different rifles out there on the market. I'll have a video review of just the stock up here pretty soon. So $99 there, $350 for the rifle. We're at $449, all right? Then right here, we've got a $15 sling. This is the Claw by Quake Industries. This is hands down my favorite sling on the market. I like this better than a lot of $30, $40 slings that are out there. This is the fourth one I own. I have them on four different rifles now. Absolutely love this sling. Next up, we've got just a cheap elastic shell holder. Got to have a way to hold some extra ammunition. This thing cost me $4.78 at my local academy. Okay, it's a $5 add-on, and it does what you need it to do. Okay, so right there, $350, $99, $15, $5 right there. Then last but certainly not least, we went ahead and I upgraded the rings here. The rings that came on it just were kind of like cheap import rings. I didn't like them. So I went with some Weaver 4-hole rings and got them good and tight. Got them Loctite on there. Got them in there real good. And there you have it. I mean, that's pretty much what I did. Those things cost $30. So between everything, what we have here is something that I invested about $499 into. Okay, $499 for this rifle. Now, in comparison, let's compare that to what I think is probably the standard in bolt-action rifles right now, a Remington 700, okay? Remington 700, you can get a stock model for somewhere around $400, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, depending on where you go. But it's going to come with a fairly cheap plastic stock, probably a little bit better than this one, but still a cheap plastic stock. So let's say you want to take that rifle and make all the same upgrades to that rifle that this rifle has, okay? First off, that rifle's not gonna come with a scope. If you want this exact scope and these exact rings, that's gonna cost you $150 for those two things. It's gonna cost you $15 here. This is gonna cost you $5 here. To get a wood stock, you're gonna have to go buy one from Boyd's for $99, or you're gonna have to get the Remington 700 that comes with a wood stock, which is gonna cost you about $100 extra anyway, give or take. So Remington 700 in this exact same configuration is gonna run you about $670 compared to the $499 that I spent on this one. That's a considerable difference, okay? That's $170 difference. And both rifles are equally accurate, okay? Savage makes fantastically accurate rifles. Actions are good. Obviously, with an AccuTrigger, you have a fantastic trigger. What is, in my opinion, the best bolt-action rifle trigger on the market? But some people would disagree. Some people like the Remington 700. It is a fantastic trigger. This just happens to be my favorite. Great barrels, everything. Savage is equally as accurate as a Remington 700, especially in a configuration like this where you've got a good solid stock and you got a good scope on it. So I would put this rifle up against any Remington 700 that's in this same configuration, hands down, and I know it would be as good or maybe even a little bit better than the Remington 700. And again, in this configuration, I paid $170 less than somebody else would pay for that Remington 700. So this is very achievable, okay? Even if you don't have the money to do all $499 worth of work to this, you can start off with just the $350 rifle and have a good solid rifle. Sure, you're going to have a cheaper plastic stock and you're not going to have all the little upgrades here and there, but it's still going to be a good solid rifle, and as you get money, you can upgrade it to get it to this point. So that's pretty much it, guys. There you go. This is a nice upgraded Savage Axis 2 XP. That is just a fantastic gun, hands down. This is going to be my go-to hunting rifle this year. And so that's it, guys. I appreciate you watching. Questions, comments, anything like that, leave them down below, and we will talk to you later. Thanks.